With me is Steve Walk of ProTech Fuel. And Steve, what did ProTech Fuel have to do with this?
ProTech was one of the key partners, not only in the state of Florida, but other states like Texas, Ohio, Minnesota, up and down the East Coast, of developing and opening more ethanol blended stations for E85 and E15. And we've been fortunate to team up with some key retailers in those respective states to transition them from being able to offer additional fuels to the consumers.
Why was this announcement today so important for you, though?
This announcement today and this day was real special because now it's finally official where the funds have been dispersed or will be dispersed to each respective states. Projects can start, and they're going to be done by the end of December next year. So the fuel industry is really going to change between now and the next 12 months.
Any idea how much this will help increase the market penetration for higher blends?
In the state of Florida, yes. It's going to open up roughly 150-plus retail stations, and they're all going to be in the major metropolitan areas, Orlando, Jacksonville, South Florida, Tampa, to really kind of hone in and get where the consumer and the population is. Then from there, after next year, we anticipate other retailers seeing the success, seeing the volumes, and they're going to elect to put it in and just make it in a mainstream type choice. Just like they're putting in regular gas, they're going to put in E85, and it's just what every station does.
Well, it's really so important for these retailers because it's kind of expensive to put in these new pumps.
It is, and that's really what's kind of critical is that the retailers that are innovative enough to say, you know what, I'm willing to risk it. I want to differentiate myself, and at the same time, they can help do some of the cost share. So they're stepping out, but it's gonna work, and it has proven to work. Like at this station, where the consumer, at the end of the day, the consumer is going to make or break the demand and the success, and we're seeing the success here at this station, and the consumer wanting that as an option.
Well, the price is definitely a draw.
This is great, isn't it? It is.
And that, yeah, $1.59.
Yeah, it makes you think of some years gone by, but and that is that certainly helps. Ultimately, the consumer's benefiting by having a lower price fuel.
Well, it's important to point out that this is for E85, so not all cars on the road can use E85, but a lot of them can.
More cars on the road can burn E85 and E15 than there are premium cars by a wide margin. E85 has to be used in a flex fuel vehicle, but E15 can be used in any 2001 and newer vehicle, which makes up roughly 80%+ of all the cars that we see out on the road today.
And why should consumers do this?
It's better for the environment, costs less money, it's higher octane. It's less dependent that we are on countries that don't like the United States. I don't really know why not to do this.
It's a win-win. Steve, anything else you'd like to add?
No, we're really excited. ProTech's really excited about not only in the state of Florida, but the projects we have going on in Texas, Virginia, Maryland. There's some great programs. And I'm also excited not only for the customer, but I'm also excited for the retailers that are participating with ProTech because it's a way for them to offer another product line, another product on their shelf. They're giving the consumers or options at their dispensers, and they can participate in that additional foot traffic.
Well, and also helps the corn farmers and the ethanol producers.
It does. Well, that, and the state of Florida has an alginol company that's making ethanol out of. So it'll help not only the corn, but also other advanced technologies. So it's domestically made and domestically produced and domestically consumed.
Win-win. All right. Thanks a lot, Steve. Here in Kissimmee, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.